the world famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Tonight we have, I think, an unusual show. Maybe not an unusual show, but a gentleman we've only spoken to for the first time recently. His name is Mr. Duncan Ham. He's in Chicago, Illinois, and I can hear that he's in a bathtub, which is fine. Mr. Ham, can you hear me?
Duncan, yes, Duncan Ham here. I'm Duncan Ham. That's who I am.
All right, sir. And I want to ask for just a second here, my producer, Bud Dickman. We were not aware that he was in a bathtub.
Anything is dead.
I'm taking a tub here on this Wednesday evening. It's what I do, and our family's had a long tradition of taking the tub.
Yes, sir. I want to ask a question so that we know you are who you say you are. How do I know that you are the uncle of Jeff Dowder and Chris Norton?
Because I had Mr. Bob Dickman, who is...
Bud Dickman?
The man I spoke to, I think, was a Bob Dickman.
No, sir, my name is Bud Dickman, but...
Well, you told me it was Bob.
I told you if you were more comfortable calling me Bob.
So, this man, Dickman... I told him that I was Christopher Norton and Jeffrey Dowder's uncle, and that he could call them, and we could do a three-way phone conversation and be verified of that.
Did you speak with both of them?
Yeah, I did. I spoke with Jeff and Chris. They were on the line with Mr. Ham, and they verified Mr. Ham. I will say, for the record, neither one of them wanted you to come on the air with Mr. Henry.
No, and they would not want me to come on the air with Mr. Henry because both of them have been a bit of an outcast in the Ham clan, as we say. Both of them men who have led unusual lives that we don't think have redounded credibly or positively to the Ham family. And so I am on your program tonight, Mr. Henry, with the... under the good guidance of Mr. Dickman, to tell you the other side of the Ham story and to give you what we like to say in our family, to give you some of the meat in the Ham sandwich that is the Ham story.
Okay, sir, and I appreciate that. So what I'm getting here is that Chris and Jeffrey did verify that?
Yeah, they were on the phone with me in a three-way conversation, and they did do the three-way.
Right.
Okay, and they verified that this man was their uncle.
Yeah, but they both said that they didn't, you know, there was a little bit, I'd say there's a little bit of an argument.
Yeah, we did. We had a disagreement. I told them that I wanted to be on your show to talk about their lives, and they said they wished that I wouldn't, and I said I'm going to go ahead anyway because I've spoken to both of their mothers, Chris's mom, Heather, Jeffrey's mother, Hannah, and both of them my sisters, who I love very deeply and very dearly. And I said that I want to get the, as I said to you, Mr. Henry, and it's a kind of a little bit of a thing we do in our family, to push the meat of the ham sandwich, that is the ham family story, to get that meat between the buns and make that ham sandwich something that people will enjoy for some time to come.
Mr. Ham, this is Margaret Gray. So you are the brother of Heather and Hannah Ham.
I am.
And can you tell us where the family originates from?
The family's originally from Deauville, Vermont, and Plainsman, New Hampshire. And it is where I was born, along with my two sisters.
Are there any other siblings?
No. Myself and my sisters are the siblings. My father was Lionel Ham, and my mother was New Way Eatman. She of the Eatman clan, the Plainsman clan.
Your mother's name was New Way?
New, N-U-W-A-Y. And they married, Lionel Ham married New Way Eatman. She became New Way Eatman Ham and had the two girls and had myself. And then the two girls went off went to college at Gilmore and Stratton in New Hampshire and then married.
And Chris's, let's focus on Chris for a moment. Chris's father is who?
Chris's father is Duvet Norton. Who is a resident of Plainman and went to the same school as Chris's mother, Heather. And then Jeff's father is Butler Dowder, and he was He was a tradesman, had a lawnmower repair. He did some gardening, and he mowed lawns. And this is the kind of background that he had.
Okay, and how did these couples make their way? They both independently moved to California?
Yeah, well, the sisters stayed in touch, and one, I think it was the first couple, was Duvet and Heather, decided that they wanted to move west to California, and that's when Hannah and Butler followed suit and settled in the Southern California area, first in Temple City in the San Gabriel Valley, and then in the Redondo Beach area.
All right, and that brings us to the present moment, because we met both Chris and Jeffrey on our show as callers.
So they called into your program?
Yes, they did, sir. And you live in Chicago.
I live in Chicago.
Can I ask you what you do for a living?
I'd rather not say at this time. I'd rather keep this focused exclusively on the young men, Chris and Jeffrey.
Can I ask, do you have any children?
I would rather not say.
You don't want to talk at all about yourself.
I don't want to talk about myself for a number of reasons, both legal, extra-legal, and because I think it's important to keep the focus on these two men.
I have on the phone Duncan Ham, the uncle of Chris Norton and Jeff Dowder, and we verified that he is indeed their uncle, because both men, Mr. Norton and Mr. Dowder, verified that with Bud Dickman before the program started. Why did you reach out to us? Why did you want to be on the show?
The family feels, and when I say the family, I'm talking now about Lionel Ham, who passed on last year. My mother, Newway Eatman Ham, it's not Eaton Ham, and I get very angry when I hear people say, is your mother named Newway Eaton Ham? And they make pig snorting noises. And
that would be disrespectful. I would find that, offensive.
It's very offensive. My mother passed on, rest her soul, 10 years ago on Tuesday. My father just died last year, and it was his dying wish, as he was in a hospital, and he was battling pancreatic cancer, which is extremely painful.
Yes, it is.
That he said that he wanted to get the story of both Chris and Jeffrey straightened out, so that the family could, all of us, could go to our graves with, as he put it, a smile on our face. And the ham sandwich back in the sandwich case on the figurative lunch counter for all to see.
You talk about the ham sandwich, sir. Is that the symbol of the family?
The ham sandwich. The ham sandwich is everything in the ham family. When we talk about taking the meat, that is the history of the ham family. And we talk about pushing it between two buns, that is the tough times that we suffered as a family, the embarrassment that we suffered as a family, and the wayward path that some of us choose, to push meat between two buns, but then to flatten it and to oil it with mayonnaise, is to then say, ah, we have now the completed sandwich. And this is what we have, and this is what we want to move forward with. So my father, Lionel Ham, who laid on his deathbed in Corpo Memorial Hospital, Chicago, Illinois, and he took me by the shirt. He literally grabbed me by the shirt and pulled me close to him. And he said, please, Duncan, please make it so that the Ham family story is one of a ham sandwich, a glass of milk, and a smile on the face of your late mother, Newway. And I said, I will do that. And that, as soon as I said I will do that, his hand loosened, his eyes rolled up in his head, so I just saw the whites of his eyes. His mouth opened, his tongue came out, and I heard him breathe, and then gag, and then die.
Good God, that is very, very graphic. It sounds like an extremely sad scene.
No, I actually, when I saw that, I did a little bit of a dance.
You danced?
I did a little bit of a dance. I went, yay, Lionel Ham for breakfast. It's a joke, an inside joke for our family. But never did my father ever realize that his grandson, Chris Norton, would go into adult filmmaking and would bespoil the family name with every kind of crude reference and a salacious colloquialism about ham and what that represents.
All right, I got you, sir. Mr. Duncan Ham with us, and he's telling us the story of the Ham family, Chris Norton and Jeff Dowder, the grandson of your father, Lionel Ham, and your mother, Nuwe Eatman Ham.
Yes.
And you are the son, and your sisters, Hannah and Heather, are their mothers.
Yes, that is right.
All right, sir. What was your main problem? Not problem. Your main concern was with Chris.
Well, Chris was an unusual boy. When he was only 11, 12 years of age, and he'd walk into a room where people were watching television, and he called it the quick draw McGraw. He'd walk into the room, pull his pants down, pull them back up again, and say, "Just took your picture. I bet you don't know where the camera was." And then he'd leave. And his father, Duvet, would bring him back into the room, pull his pants down, and spank him and say, "The camera's right where I'm spanking. Isn't that right?" And of course, Chris never learned a lesson.
So there was corporal punishment issued in this home.
Well, yes, there was. Yes, there was.
And you didn't say whether you have any kids or not?
I'd rather not say.
And you'd rather not say whether you're married?
That is right.
Well, what do you do for a living, sir?
I'd rather not say.
All right. You realize, sir, that thankfully Chris and Jeff both vouched for you. Otherwise, we'd have a hard time believing your stories.
No, I know that. I know that. And that's why I immediately wanted Christopher. And if Christopher and Jeffrey did not have the courage, did not have the plain-speaking guts to say, "This is Duncan Ham, that's who he am," then I would understand, and I would be on my way.
Duncan Ham is our guest, the uncle of Jeff and Chris Dowder. All right, Jeffrey Dowder and Chris Norton. All right, so Jeffrey's mother is...
But Jeffrey's mother is Hannah, and Hannah married Butler Dowder.
And he mowed lawns?
He did yard jobs, yes. And he also had a lawnmower repair. I'm Duncan Ham. That's who I am.
All right, now, you said that, the Duncan Ham, that's who I am, at the beginning of the show. I haven't heard you say it until now.
I was able to complete a thought, because everything that we've been talking about has been open-ended, and I haven't been able to actually nail one thought down, and I just did. Jeffrey's father mowed lawns. I'm Duncan Ham. That's who I am.
Why do you feel the need to say that?
That is a family tradition. When we are finished with a thought, we will say, "I'm Hannah Ham, that's who I am. I'm Lionel Ham, that's who I am. I am Nuwe Eatman Ham, that's who I am."
Did your mother go by all three names?
Yes, she did. And she was very, very specific. Her middle name was Eatman, not Eaton. And there were a great many people that wanted to say, "Isn't your name Nuwe Eatman Ham?" So they could get the joke out about her eating ham, you see?
Was your mother overweight?
My mother was very overweight, so to say she was Nuwe Eatman Ham was to say, "Why don't you go ahead and eat another honey-baked ham? I'm Duncan Ham, that's who I am."
All right, sir, and so when you say, "I'm Duncan Ham, that's who I am," you've concluded a thought.
That's right. A complete thought has been concluded.
And everyone in your family does that.
Yes. I don't like to repeat myself, because when I have to repeat myself, I feel as if the people listening to me aren't really listening.
I'm listening as much as I can, sir. There's an awful lot to take in. There really is, Mr. Ham. There's your family history. There's your relationship with your nephews. There's your father. There's your mother. So we are trying to keep up.
I'm Duncan Ham. That's who I am.
All right. Duncan Ham with us on the show.
But I just told him that.
I understand, sir, but as the host of the show, I need to nail some things down.
That's acceptable.
And we're talking to Duncan Ham, who's the uncle of Jeffrey Dowder and Chris Norton. All right, you just told a story where Chris Norton would walk into a room, pull his pants down, and say, "You just had your picture taken?"
Christopher was interested in photography and filmmaking from an early age, and also interested in exposing himself to the public, his pants off, all of his clothes off. And so his father gave him a corporal punishment there in front of other members of the family. Christopher, we felt from an early age, had problems. We felt he had mental problems.
Did he have any learning disability?
Not that I know of, but he just talked an awful lot about wanting to ride his bicycle to the drugstore to get some of the magazines where the ladies show everything. I want to go to the drugstore and get the magazines. Please, Mom, can I go to the drugstore and get the magazines?
Well, now, were you spending a lot of time with the family?
Well, I wasn't spending a lot of time with the family, but I had a life of my own. But yes, when I was over there, he would say, I want to go get the magazines, the ones that show the ladies. And then he used a term that a child would use. You can see their big ripe apple, their big ripe apples, and between their legs is Fun Forest, and I am the park ranger. I'm Chris Norton. This went on for a long time until his parents grounded him and didn't allow him to buy the magazines.
Did they ever consider for Christopher military school or?
Well, they did, but the family did not have. You have to understand that Christopher's father, Duvet Norton, while he was an accountant, and he was the city accountant for Temple City for a while, and then did private accounting, made a fairly good living. He didn't make enough money to put the boy in military academy.
All right. So then Chris got into his high school years. And how did things go then?
Well, this is when Chris began to lay around the house reading magazines and looking at dirty pictures. And his mother, Heather, would simply call me or call up her husband and say, Chris is laying around the house looking at dirty pictures and has his pants down around his ankles. And I said that I thought that he was straight on mentally deficient. I thought he was intellectually challenged. And when he spoke, perhaps you've heard, he can't say the letter X. He says it as an S. So he would say, says.
Yeah, we're familiar with that.
Yeah, I hear him say, like, just the other day he was saying Netflix.
Oh, he was saying Netflix. Does he think he's going to get a movie on Netflix? Is that?
Yes, he does. He has a film that he's working on now called, well, I don't know whether you want to know the name of it.
I probably can get. Is it The Diary of Daffy Dick?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay, well, he came to me for funding, asked me if I'd put some money into this project, and I said that I would, given a certain percentage of the profits, but I'm not here to talk about...
Oh, so, sir, you were going to get a percentage of the profits of The Adventures of Daffy Dick?
No, the film that I was told was called The Diary of the Daffy One, Daffy Dick Uncovered. Was what I was told.
All right, well, it, nonetheless, do you approve of his adult film career?
No, by all means, I do not, no. None of us in the family approved of it. And as I said, he came running into a room with his pants off saying, I'm Chris Norton, I'm going to bend over and take your picture. And his father would have to spank him severely. No, none of us, none of us countenanced, nor did we approve of his career in adult films. I'm Duncan Hamm, that's who I am.
Duncan Hamm, the uncle of Chris. Now, let's talk about Jeffrey, whose mother was your sister, Hannah. Is that correct?
Hannah is Jeffrey's mother, and a wonderful woman. Hannah and her husband, Butler, have a small home in the Huntington Beach area. He's mowed lawns down there and done gardening and trimmed driveway. He's a simple man, and they're simple people. I like Jeffrey very much. He's a very intelligent boy, but from a very early age, he exhibited kinds of behavior that frightened a lot of us.
Give us an example.
Well, he ate snails.
Well, isn't that something a lot of young children do?
That may well be. I'm not familiar with any child that ate. I don't know any kid that I didn't eat snails. I don't know any kid that does, but you may have something there, Ms. Gray.
Well, if you had children, you'd know that.
I have no comment on whether I have children. You don't know whether I have children or not.
Well, I asked you, and you said you didn't want to say.
That's right. I may have 10 kids, but I don't want to say. I'm Duncan Hamm. That's who I am.
All right, so Jeffrey Dowder was eating snails.
Yes, Jeff would eat snails, and he would do things like, you know, he'd say, hey, he'd go with his father on the lawn mowing jobs and say, hey, Dad, get me, I'm a lawn mower, and he'd be chewing grass.
Well, that's very unsafe.
Yeah, well, a lot of the behavior was very startling for his father, but his father liked, and his mother both loved Jeffrey very much because he was such a sweet boy. He'd eat grass, he'd eat snails, he'd have a frog in each pocket, he'd take frogs home and feed them and have a small little frog family there. And this was Jeffrey.
Now, how did you, when you interacted with your nephews, did you interact with them apart from the family?
Only infrequently. I steered clear, frankly, of the boys because in Chris's case and in Jeffrey's, less so in Jeffrey's case, but nonetheless, I found them to be, if you'll pardon the colloquialism, real oddballs, people, young men who might do anything at any given moment. I didn't want to be there when one of them pulled his pants down and defecated on the sidewalk. And
you had this fear.
I most certainly did. I didn't know what would happen from one minute to the next.
So you called and spoke to me, Mr. Hamm, and wanted to talk about them and talk about the family history. But what's the ultimate goal of your call?
I'm Duncan Hamm. That's who I am.
Bud just asked you a question.
Yes. Well, I think the answer to that question, Mr. Dickman, is that I want people to know that while I love my nephews and the family loves Christopher and Jeffrey, both of these men are very weird. They're weirder than anything any of us in our family ever thought possible. We all come from a simple background. We are all, originally our family were farmers in the 19th century after coming to this country from Germany. And these were the things we did. And then we had these two young men who came out to California. One of them's climbing trees with coconuts in them, and the other one is making movies where he's showing his private territory. And this is something that has shocked the family.
It's embarrassed them, right? And are you the first one to come forward?
I am the first one to come forward. I'm the first one to come forward and say that Christopher Norton and Jeff Dowder, Chris Hamm Norton and Jeff Hamm Dowder, we should know what family they come from. Both of them are off the reservation, way off the beaten path, and as Hams, as scions of the Hamm family, a family that is a proud family from New England. They haven't represented the family all that well with the dirty movies, the smoking angel dust, and the large amounts of marijuana. It scares the members of the family, and we feel that they are, again, intellectually challenged. They may need some remedial help. We may need to intercede and declare them a ward of the family.
You wouldn't do that. You really think these guys are incapable of taking care of themselves?
I don't know that they can't take care of themselves, but when you've got one of them who is photographing his penis for everyone to see it, and the other one is driving a snowplow in a city where there is no snow, we worry, and that's we think is normal. I'm Duncan Hamm. That's who I am.
Duncan Hamm is our guest here on the Phil Hendry Show, the uncle of Jeffrey Dowder and Chris Norton. I'm going to put you on hold, sir. Jeffrey Dowder and Chris Norton talking to us about how both of these guys are basically an embarrassment.
Well, what he's saying, he thinks they're intellectually challenged, which is another way of saying mentally retarded.
Is that what that means?
Yes, that's what it means. He's saying he thinks that both of them are an embarrassment to the family. Now, what I don't get, when he says these guys are retarded, he's the guy that's ending everything with, I'm Duncan Hamm, that's who I am.
I think the family is idiosyncratic.
Well, you're being kind there.
Yeah, I know I am, but I think the family is very idiosyncratic. And the mother is New Way Eaton.
Yeah, New Way. Don't call her Eaton.
Don't ever do that.
Yeah, New Way Eatman.
New Way Eatman Ham. That's the grandmother.
That's right. That's the grandmother. So Jeffrey's, just so I got all of this straight.
Yeah, just to say, Jeffrey's mom is Hannah Hamm, or Hannah Hamm Dowder, and is her, and Chris's mom is Heather Hamm Norton, and she's married to Duvet Norton, who is a tax accountant, and Jeff's dad, Butler Dowder, mows lawns.
Mows lawns.
Well, I think he must have some kind of a gardening service or something.
But that's the way the guy said it. We're going to be right back here with more from Duncan Hamm, the uncle of Jeff Dowder and Chris Norton, when we come back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, it's Wayne Nuxley, otherwise known as Ward Nuxley or Walt Nuxley, and I'm here to tell you about the Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass and Merch Store. We've been talking an awful lot about the merch store because we want to get you over there and take a look at all of the merch, the Teds of Beverly Hills hoodies, the Jeff Doubter hoodies, the B&B Construction hoodie. I don't know if we got a Jeff Doubter hoodie, but we got something from Doubter. We also have the Chris Norton Terry Cloth Road, so you can look like you're all sexed up and like you're, you know, something hot on a adult movie set or something like that. But, you know, I happen to think I'm personally a fairly sexy guy, but I'm not walking around with a terry cloth robe and going, sass. Yes, the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com, the merch store, as well as the Backstage Pass, the 1-2 online punch of fun, the Phil Henry Show, and the merch store. The greatest value online other than porn. Welcome back, Phil Henry Show, from the world-famous El Pacifico Studios, the Phil Henry Show. We're talking to Duncan Ham, the uncle of Jeffrey and Jeff Doubter and Chris Norton. And Mr. Ham, it's funny, you're taking a tub. We have quite a few guests on our show. We may be the only talk show, podcast, radio cast, whatever, that we've got a lot of guests that take tubs.
Well, that's interesting. This is the night that I take a tub. I'm used to having a bath at this hour, and I want to put some hot water in right now.
Would you tell that guy?
What do you want me to do, man? He's Duncan Ham. That's who he am.
What does that mean? He's Duncan Ham. That's who he am.
Never mind.
Yes, sir, Mr. Ham. So are you enjoying the tub?
I'm enjoying the tub immensely, and I thank you for your forbearance, but it is the evening that I take a tub.
We're talking about Jeff Doubter and Chris Norton. What you're trying to say to us is that these two guys are dangerous, or they're what?
I'm saying to you that the family, the Ham family, would be Chris's mother, Jeff's mother and father, Chris's father, Duvet Norton, as well as his mother, Heather, Jeff's father, Butler Doubter, and his mother, Hannah, and myself, Duncan Ham, that's who I am. We're saying that we really feel these two young men are extremely strange. They're behaving in a way that brings disfavor to the family, particularly Chris's involvement in these pornographic films. Jeffrey, who is engaged in selling coconut milk one day and smoking enormous amounts of cannabis the next. And here I am, Duncan Ham, in a bathtub in Chicago, and I look at myself and I realize that I'm nothing special, and that there may be mental illness in this family.
All right, let's get to that. You look at yourself.
I see myself. I hear myself. I'm in a bathtub here tonight, splashing around and sounding like I had an orgasm when I just flashed that hot water in there.
Have you listened to my show before?
No, I have not, no.
Because Phil is always saying it doesn't like the way people sound when they get a blast of hot water.
Well, I don't either, and yet I do it. I know I'm weird. And the mere fact you ask me, am I married, and I say I'm not prepared to tell you that, why can't I just come out and tell you the facts of the situation? You'll ask me how many children. I say I'm not prepared to say it.
What? And you can't say what you do for a living?
I'm not. I would rather not say.
And you consider that to be an indication that you may be mentally ill?
Yes. Yes. And so, having said that, you can understand that Chris, Jeff, me, his father, Jeffrey's father, Butler Doubter, who mows lawns, and Duvet Norton, that's Chris's father, is probably the only normal one among us. He does a fairly respectable job of being an accountant. But Chris's mother, Heather Norton, Heather Ham Norton, as I say, this is a woman who sits on the front lawn every day waiting for the postman. She lays on her back reading the newspaper. She'll roll over onto her stomach and read the funny pages, go into the house, make herself the ham sandwich, because this is what they do. This is an affront to the Ham family. When Heather Norton goes into the kitchen, Heather Ham Norton makes a ham sandwich and waves it around. I'm Duncan Ham. That's who I am.
Okay, so you're talking about Chris Norton's mom?
Chris Norton's mother, yes. This is My sister, Heather Ham.
Heather Norton.
Heather Norton, yeah.
And she makes a ham sandwich, waves it around.
Waving it around because she knows that that's an affront to the family. The ham sandwich that has the meat pushed into it, which is the history of the family really going through some disgusting, despicable times, but then the bun is folded over on top of the meat with a slab of tomato and onion, and now you're talking.
And so that's the family, as it should be, a ham sandwich.
Yeah, that's the but not with the meat just crammed in.
So, and then she makes a ham sandwich, lays on her stomach on the front lawn, and waves it around.
That's right, sir. I'm Duncan Ham. That's who I am.
All right, well...
And then you have Jeff's mother, Hannah Ham Norton.
I thought we weren't we just talking about her?
I don't know who we're talking... Both women are exceedingly strange, and both husbands, whether it be the lawn-mowing butler doubter or the tax accountant Duvet Norton, both of these men are themselves oddballs. And I'm Duncan Ham. That's who I am.
Well, sir, I hope you got everything said that you wanted to say about the family, the Ham family, the Norton family, the Doubter family. Yourself, I would ask you again, are you married?
I don't want to say.
How many kids?
Don't want to say.
And do you have a job?
I don't want to say.
All right, sir, thank you very much for joining us tonight on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Thank you very much, Phil, and thank you for having me on so I could express how I feel about the Ham family. I love both of my nephews, please understand that. But Chris and Jeff are strange men, and they bring this kind of disfavor on the family that when they act the way they do, everyone thinks that we are a family of nitwits and oddballs that live in a hot, like in Hell House, and that one of us lives in a cellar. You see? You see, I'm Duncan Ham. That's who I am.
Thank you, sir.
Well, that's all.
Your thoughts? If you hadn't checked this guy out with Chris and Jeff, I'd think he was crap.
Well, I did, and...
How do you know those two guys weren't in on it with this guy?
I mean, I don't. But I did. I asked him later. I said, hey, Chris, after he hung up, I said, I'm going to call you back. I said to Chris and Jeff, you guys can't be lying to me. Jeff, and they both swore up and down, as their uncle, Duncan Ham. They both said, you don't put him on the air because he hates us, and he's weird.
Well, he's weird, all right. In fact, I think he's weirder than either one of Jeff or Chris. Jeff and Chris are the picture of normality, or normalcy, whatever the word is, compared to Duncan Ham, that's who I am.
Wait a minute. Yes, sir? Well, we're not...
Can I say one thing?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. It's Phil Hendry.
I want to say that I've been sitting in this bathtub for however long you have been interviewing me. I want to say that I've been in this bathtub splashing around as I am right now, soaping up, cleaning myself, cleaning all areas of my body, and you've allowed me to do that. And I want to say you're a decent man, Mr. Hendry, for allowing me to soap up, clean up, and talk to you about my family. And I'm Duncan Ham. That's who I am. And I want to say that I appreciate...
Okay, well, that wasn't necessary. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Well, Phil, it was a nice thing that he did.
I think we will long be either talking about this show or wanting to forget it. That's what I think. I'm Phil Hendry. That's who I am.
Doesn't rhyme.
I don't care. Ask me if I care.
You care?
No. World famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm General Galen Shaw. That's who I am.
You're mocking that family.
I know, that's exactly what I'm doing. You know what we should have done? We should have had Chris and Jeff on.
They didn't want no part of it, man.